Okay, good morning. Today we begin a new parak, the ninth parak in Masechta Zvachim. Tenth parak, I'm sorry, thank you.
I don't want to go back to nine.
Tenth parak in Masechta Zvachim, dealing with the topic of what comes first when you have multiple karbanos. So which one should you take care of first? Which one should you offer first? Which comes second? Starting with the Mishnah. First rule. Kol ha-tadir me-chaveiro, kodemes chaveiro. Whatever is more regular comes before its friend. So if you have it's Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, you have in front of you the karban of Shabbos and the karban of Rosh Chodesh. It's Musaf time. You have the two kvasim of Shabbos. You have the karbanos of Rosh Chodesh. So what do you bring first? Shabbos. Because Shabbos is more regular. Shabbos is 52 times a year. Rosh Chodesh is only 12 times a year. So whatever is more regular than its friend comes before its friend. Now examples of that. Hatzmidim, kodman lamusafin. Every time you have to bring a karban musaf, the karban tamid comes before the karban musaf. Because the karban tamid is every day. So that's 365 times a year. Whereas the karban musaf is only on whatever that is. The sukkahs would only be on sukkahs. So tamid is first, it comes first.
Does karban tamid initiate the day?
Right, yeah. You have to bring it first anyway.
That's right.
So what's the issue?
It's a good question, but that's true. But the point is, there, because of tadir also, it would have to come first. Hatmidim kodim lemusafim. And if you have, it's a Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, Musafei Shabbos, Kodman LeMusafei Rosh Chodesh, the Musafim of Shabbos would be brought before the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh. Musafei Rosh Chodesh, let's say it's Rosh Hashanah. So Rosh Hashanah, you bring the Musafim of Rosh Chodesh plus special Karbanos of Rosh Hashanah. Musafei Rosh Chodesh, Kodman LeMusafei Rosh Hashanah. The Karbanos of Rosh Chodesh are brought before the Karbanos of Rosh Hashanah, because Rosh Chodesh is 12 times a year, Rosh Hashanah is only once. Shenamran, you see that in the Pasuk of Rosh Hashanah, where the Pasuk says, sorry, the Pasuk is about Pesach. The Pasuk says, Milvad olas haboker, besides the Ola of the morning, Asher lo olas ha-tamid, which is part of the daily offering, Tasu es eilet, you should do these. So that sounds like first you bring the olas haboker, and then besides that, you do the Karbanos Musaf of Pesach. So you see that Ola, the Tamid comes before the Musaf, because the Tamid is more regular. Okay, so that's the rule. Kalatadir me chaveiro kodem es chaveiro. Whatever is more regular than its friend comes before its friend. Minalan, says the Gemara. How do we know this? So the Gemara asks, one second, Minalan. We just said in the Mishnah, the very end of the Mishnah, there was a pasuk about Pesach. Milvad olas haboker asher lo olas ha-tamid. That the Karbanos Musaf of Pesach are besides the Ola of the morning, which is part of the daily Ola. Could the Kamar time it? Just said the reason. Mulvad olas haboker. So the Gemara explains what the question is. The Gemara says, Dilma, Tmidine de Kadmul Musaf, Mishim de Tadiri. Maybe that Pasuk is telling you that Karbanos Tamid come before Karbanos Musaf. Because Karbanos Tamid are more than just more regular, they're extremely regular. Karbanos Tamid are every day. That's very, very regular. However, Musaf and Musaf Minalan, how do we know that something which is more regular than its friend also comes first? How do we know that on Rosh Chodesh, which is also Rosh Hashanah, you bring the Karbanos of Rosh Chodesh before the Karban of Rosh Hashanah? How do we know that some Musafim would come before other Musafim? They're not super regular, it's just relatively one is more regular than the next. Rabbi Lai explained this law that something which is more regular than its friend comes before its friend is from a different drasha. Pasuk says in Parshas Pinchas, in regards also to the first day of Pesach, that you bring for the nation brings for the Musaf two bulls, one ram, and seven sheep, as well as a goat for a chatas. And then the verse says, Mulvad Olas HaBoker Asher Lo Olas HaTamid, besides the Ola of the morning, which is part of the Olas HaTamid. And then it says, Tasu Es Eileh, you shall do these. So that's how we learned that the Tamid comes before the Musaf. And since the Amar Kra, the Pasuk says in the next Pasuk, Tasu layom shevas yamim. Like these you shall do per day for 7 days. So, Eile, Ko'ele, saying these karbanos that it says about them, Ko'ele, Tasu layom shevas yamim, are like the karbanos that it said, Melvad olas avokar shel olas hatamid, Tasu es Eile. So the verse of Tasu es Eile is like the next verse, Ka'ele Tasu Layom. And just like Tasu es Eile, saying that the Tamid is before the Musaf. Because the Tamid is more regular, so too Ka'ele Tasu Layom has something being before something else, namely the more regular, the Musaf of Shabbos comes before the Musaf of Pesach. So that's what's going on. Amar Kra, the second pasuk says, Ka'ele tasu layom shivas yamim. It's saying that Eile ka'ele. The first verse that had the word tasu es Eile is like the second verse that has the verse words ka'ele. And therefore it's telling you that there is a precedent to the tadir, namely the musaf that's more tadir than the second musaf. So Gemara says, 1 second, vayimi b'ayle legufe, but this second pasuk, ka'ele tasu liyom shivas yamim, is needed for its own point, namely that on each day of the 7 days of Pesach, you bring the same karban musaf. So Gemara says, imkein, if that would have been the point, nichtov, the verse could have said, ka'ele tasu layom. Why did it have to say ka'ele? Ka'ele is to compare and to link the second verse with the first verse, just like the first verse taught us a law that a certain tadir, namely the tamid, comes before that which is less tadir than it. So to the second verse, it's telling you that something which is more tadir, the musaf, comes before something which is less tadir. So Gemara says, no, iksiv eile tasu layom shevas yamim. If it would have said eile tasu layom shevas yamim, Avamin would have thought it said eile l'shevas hayamim. That the 7 sheep are brought on each of the days of Pesach, namely that the 7 sheep are brought over the 7 days of Pesach. Each day of Pesach, 1 sheep. That's what the verse says to say, Ka'ela, like these, namely on each of the 7 days, you bring the 7 sheep. See, you know, the Tavamina would have thought, so the Gemara says, nope, to that. That you couldn't have said, because it says, Ka'ele tasu layom, layom ksif, for the day you shall make it. So that means that each day is getting all 7. The Gemara says, no, Vakatiyam still might have said, Eile layom. I would have thought these karbanos are done on the first day. Avol sh'ar yomi, but the other 6 days of Pesach. I don't know how many karbanos have to be brought. So Gemara says, even if it would have said, Eile tasu layom, I wouldn't have been able to say that it only means on the first day of Pesach do you bring all 7 sheep, and the other days we don't know. Because Amar Kra, the verse goes on to say, right, the verse went before the word, after the word Eile, the verse says tasu. Right, the way we have it, the verse is Ka'ele tasu layom shivas yamim. But it could have said Eile tasu layom shivas yamim. Amar Kra tasu. It says you shall make them. You call asio shavos, that all the makings have to be the same. Not that on one day you do 7 sheep, and the next day we don't know. So that's an answer. So how do we know that even within Karbanos Musaf, that which is more tadir comes before that which is less tadir, that which is more regular comes before that which is less regular? Number one, because it says, Ka'ele tasu layom, right after it, it said earlier, Milvad olas habokar asher olas hatamid tasu es eile. So just like the first verse, Milvad olas habokar asher olas hatamid tasu es eile, saying explicitly that the tamid is before the Musaf. The second verse is also saying that the more tadir, the more regular is before the less regular. I maybe it's just needed for its own sake to tell me that these are the karbanos of each day of Pesach. And then it could have said, Eileh tasu layom. Why did it say ko eileh? It's also to teach me this halacha that the more regular comes first. Answer number two. How do we know that when you have two musafim, that which is more regular comes before that which is less regular? Abaye Amar, Abaye said, Migufe Dekra. It's from the pasuk that the Mishnah brings. Mulvad olas haboker, asher olas hatamid. And you said, 1 second, but maybe that's only the tamid, because the tamid is very regular. It's every day. Maybe it's not about other karbanos. No, im kenle makra mulvad olas haboker. If the pasuk was only coming to say that tamid is before musaf, it should have just said mulvad olas haboker. The tishtok, and then be quiet. And it would be saying, you have musaf, and musaf is besides what you had already brought earlier, namely the tamid. Asher lo lasa tamid lamali. Why does it have to repeat again? This morning carbon that you brought before the musaf was the tamid. We can figure that out. Must be lemeimar. It must be to tell you a law. Tahachta tatira tiktom. That which is most regular always comes first. And therefore, even when you have two musafim, the musaf that is more regular comes before the musaf that is less regular. So this is the rule. Tadir v'sheino tadir, tadir kodem. When you have that which is more regular and that which is less regular, first you take care of that which is more regular, and then you do that which is less regular. In regards to tamid coming before musaf, it's from the words milvado lasa boker, asher lo lasa tamid tasu es eile. In regards to musafim coming before, in regards to musafim that are more regular coming before other musafim, it's either from the next pasuk ka'ele tasula yom shevas yamim, or it's from the words asher lo lasa tamid, which is extra.
Rabbi,
yeah, question, Izzy?
No, the kvasim was there when we had 7 days. If they are there, coming all of them on Sechan, then you can say ele. But if they are not there, you have to say ka'ele. In Hebrew, I don't know. I'm just saying. The day brought the Shiva Kvasim.
I think even if it says ele, it would mean these you shall bring, the same amount. It still convey the message.
Okay.
So is there a question?
No, but I mean, this rule goes with everything in Jewish...
Yes, everything in Judaism, the more regular comes before the less regular.
Except Shabbos candles.
Right, that would be an exception.
This is the Makor Rabbi? The brachas are learned from here?
Yeah.
So, I had a rabbi one time who says, you know, let's say Mincha is the most important davening of the day.
Good.
Okay? Now, same token here, we're doing the most important prayer, which is Shema Israel. We do it 2 or 3 times a day.
Yeah.
Okay?
So we're going to get to that. We're going to get to that discussion of
so
Tadir.
Which one is more important, Rabbi?
Good, good. The Gemara has that very famous discussion here in this chapter, the question of conflict between Tadir and Mekudash. What's more? More regular versus more holy? So good. First Mishnah is Kala Tadir Mechaber, Kodem Eschaber. Whatever is more regular comes before that which is less regular. Now, second Mishnah. Kala Mekudash Mechavero, Kodem Eschavero. Anything which is holier than its friend comes before its friend, which is less holy. If you have in front of you two karbanos, one has lots of laws, one has less laws. The more laws, the more holy. Then the one with the more laws comes first. So here you have the situations. Now examples of this rule. Dama chatas and dama ola. You have in front of you blood of a karban chatas and you have in front of you blood of a karban ola. Which one gets put on the mizbeach first? So dama chatas, kodom dama ola. First the blood of the chatas goes onto the mizbeach and then the blood of the ola. Because the blood of the chatas has a greater holiness. It creates forgiveness for big sins. Sins that had been, they'd been done on purpose would have been a chi of kares. A sin like violating Shabbos is helped by a karban chatas. That's amazing. Ola doesn't have the ability to wipe away a sin of Shabbos. So chatas comes first.
We saw in the beginning of the sefer, the ola has other karmas. We're in the whole thing.
That's good. That's the next line. So evare ola, the limbs of the ola, they would go into the fires if the blood has already been thrown, the limbs would go into the fire before the insides of the chatas. Because remember, the atonement is done by the blood. As David said, the Ola has this stringency that it's entirely for fire. Yeah. Whereas chatas, not all of it is for fire. Some of it gets eaten by the Kohen. So the pieces of the meat, the Ola, has a greater holiness than the chatas. Now, let's say you have a question of a chatas versus an asham. Chatas kodemus l'asham. You would bring the carbon chatas before you bring the carbon asham, because ipnei shadam anitin la'arba kanos, the blood of the chatas, its blood goes on each of the four corners, plus halayasod, its extra blood gets poured on the base, whereas in the asham we don't have these halachos. Asham versus a toda. Asham kodem l'toda. Asham would come before a toda. Asham would come before an el nazir, the ram of the nazir. Yipneishu kadshei kadshim, because the asham is called kadshei kadshim, whereas the toda and the el nazir are kadshim kalim. Toda and an el nazir, kodem l'shlamim, they would be brought before a karban shlamim, because they have a greater stringency. They can only be eaten the day they're slaughtered in the next night, whereas shlamim are eaten for 2 days and a night. So this is stricter, less time to eat it. That means it's holier. Utunin lechem. In addition, the toda has another stringency more than the el nazir and the shlamim. You have to bring 40 loaves with the toda. You don't have 40 loaves with the shlamim and the el nazir. Hashlamim kodem l'bechor. If there's a choice between shlamim and bechor, shlamim are brought first. Yipnei shein tu'unim matan arba. Because shlamim, the blood, has to go on all four walls, whereas the bechor is only placed on one corner. Usmicha, shlamim required that the owner lean on the karban. Unesachim, shlamim also require flour with oil and wine as libations. Bechor doesn't have that. Utnufas chaza v'shok, and the shlamim you have to wave the chest and the thigh, not with the bechor. Ha bechor kodem lemeiser. Bechor would come before meiser behema. Yipnei shekdushas omeirechem, because it has a holiness from the womb, whereas meiser behema only has a holiness once it gets chosen as the tenth. And Nechal Kohanim, Bechor has a greater holiness because only Kohanim can eat it. Maaser Behema can be eaten by its owner. Hamaser Kodem Laofos, but a carbon of Maaser Behema comes before any bird, whether it's a Ola Sa'of or Chata Sa'of. Ipneshu Zevach, because it has a greater holiness because it needs Shechita with a knife, whereas a bird only gets Malika with a fingernail. And V'yeshbo Kodshei Kodshim, there are in the Maisa Behema two parts that become Kodshei Kodshim, namely the Emurin and the blood. Whereas in the Chata Sa'of, the Chata Sa'of, it's only the blood that goes, not the Emurin. There is no inside of the Chata Sa'of going onto the Mizbeach. Ha'ofos kodem l'menachos. Birds, though, would come before a mincha of flour or barley. Because with the birds, at least their blood goes on the Mizbeach, whereas in the Mincha there is no blood. Mincha Schote, a Mincha brought by a poor person for various sins, Kodem Minchas Nedava, that comes before a Mincha that was just donated, because the Mincha Schote is an obligation, the Nedava is just a gift. Because the Mincha Schote is coming for a sin and wiping away a sin. Chata Sa'of, Kodemes la'ola sa'of. A chata sa'of would be brought before an ola sa'of. V'chein be'kdesha. And so too in terms of its consecration. So if a person puts aside two birds, he says one's for a chatas and one's for an ola, first he should say this is the chatas, and then he should say this is the ola. The chatas of the birds comes before the ola of the birds. Please.
Two questions. First, does this mean like if I brought a shlomim, I'm last on line, and a guy walks in, oh, I'm chatos, and he gets to cut the line,
no,
so to speak?
Doesn't
per
get to cut
person
line.
As they go?
Yeah, if you have two things in front of you.
I bring a chatos and a shlomim.
Yeah, which one gets
which
first?
But not if.
Yeah, they have to cut the lines. That's correct.
But in front of Mikdash,
I'm doing the chatos. Don't worry about it.
Korbanot Tzibur.
What's the next question, Jason?
Jason's question, the Kohanim will bring in the Kohanim on behalf of the people, so they're going to have.
Yeah, but if they had two things in front of them.
Yeah.
Says the Gemara, Ninani Mili. How do we know this? That the blood of the Ola, the blood of the Chatas comes before the blood of the Ola, but the limbs of the Ola come before the Emurim of the Chatas. The Tan Rabbanan, we learned it in a Braisa. In regards to the inaugurating of the Levium to do their service in the Mishkan, the Torah says in Parshas Baaloscha, V'lakhu parben bakar min chaso solus b'lav ha-shamet, ufar sheni ben bakar tikach lechatas. So why does it say, ufar sheni ben bakar tikach lechatas? In balalamed shem shnayim, if it's to say that you have to take two bulls, Harik Varnam, the verse already said, make one a chatas and one an ola. So therefore, Ma Tamalam, why did I have to say earlier? And a second bull you should take as a chatas. I might have thought, should take chatas kodemus l'chol ma'isa ola. That all the aspects of chatas come before the aspects of ola, that the blood and the insides of the chatas get burned before the limbs of the ola. I would have thought that the chatas is before the ola. Tamaloma, that's what the verse says. Ufar sheni ben bakar tikach l'chatas. The chatas is the second bull. It's brought second. First, you have the blood of the ola, then you have the blood of the chatas. Now, if I would have only had this pasuk of parsheni, yachol te ola kodemes lachatas lachol masa, I would think that all the aspects of ola are before chatas, not just the blood, but the limbs are before chatas, and the blood is also before chatas. Tamaloma, that's what the verse says. Vasei yasayachad chatas, vasayachad ola. The second verse says, and make the first the chatas, and the second the ola, basically. Okay, so I have one verse saying that the chatas is second, another verse saying that the chatas is first. The answer like this: Dam chatas kodem l'dam ola. The blood of the chatas is before the blood of the ola, mipnei shemiratza, because the blood of the chatas is what creates the atonement, and creating atonement for a sin of kares is greater than what an ola does. But evari ola, but the limbs of the ola are before the limbs of the chatas. That's Parsheni ben Pakar Tikach L'chatas. In regards to the limbs versus Emurim, the limbs of the Ol are before the Emurim of the Chatas, because the limbs have a stringency, they have a added holiness, because they are Kalal Ishim, they are entirely in the fires. So now the Gemara asks, Vamai, why do you darshan this drasha this way? It's only the first placement of blood which creates the kapara. B'di'eved, if you didn't put the blood of the chatas four times, you only put it one time, you'd also get the kapara. So it's that first placement of blood that creates the kapara. V'hanachlo, so the other three placements of the blood, they shouldn't come before the blood of Ola. It's only the first placement of the blood of chatas that should come before the blood of Ola. Amar Ravina, Ravina answered, Hacha, this pasuk. Now we are learning that the blood of the chatas comes before the blood of the ola. The chatas ha-leviyim askina. I was talking about the chatos brought by the leviyim to inaugurate them for the service. And this blood even wasn't even for a sin. It's not that the leviyim did something. Rafa gav dechi ola dami. So this was a chatas like an ola. And nevertheless, kamarachmana hi tiktom, Hashem is saying it comes first. So you see that anything called chatas comes before whatever is called ola, even when it's not that this is a display of chatas of kapara. So therefore the extra placements of blood of the chatas also are before the ola. That's one answer. The Ma'arav Amri in Eretz Yisrael, they gave a different answer. What are you saying? That he should start by placing the first placement of blood and that of the chatas, and then switching over to the ola? That doesn't make sense. once he's placing the blood of Chatas, let's finish with the Chatas and then go to the Ola. So that's how we know that the Chatas comes before the Ola in blood, but the Ola comes before the Chatas in limbs.
I remember my question. If they're done in the wrong order, are they disqualified? No. Or is it the Chachila B'dieva again?
Chachila B'dieva.
Why do they even do the other three that's not related to the Atonement? I thought we said that, you know, you really should do four Chatas, but if you do one, your Yotze, it was like a B'dieva
thing. Right. But you already, the Gemara is saying, you already got the Atonement with the first one. So that creates the Atonement, then the rest is Hidr Mitzvah, making the Mitzvah nicer. All right, we learned in the Mishnah that the blood of the Chatas is thrown before the blood of the Ola, but the limbs of the Ola are burned before the insides of the Chatas. By the way, they had a question in the yeshiva. What happens when you have Dam Chatas Ve'evari Ola? You have blood of Chatas to throw versus limbs of Ola to burn. Ezemen Kodem, what comes first? Dam Chatas Kodem Reputation Meratzeh. Would the blood of the Chatas come first because that creates atonement? Or maybe the limbs of the Ola get burned because they are entirely burned, as David pointed out. That's the stringency of Ola. So Gemara says we really can't resolve this question. Let's start with the one attempt. Tashma, coming here from the Mishnah. The Mishnah says Dam Chatas Kodem L'Dam Ola. The blood of the Chatas is placed before the blood of the Ola is placed. That sounds like L'Dam Ola Hu D'Kodem. It's before the blood of the Ola. But Levare Ola lo kadem, but it's not before the limbs of the Ola. So when it says Adrava, look at the next line of the Mishnah. Misefa, look at the end. Evare Ola kodem levare chatas. The limbs of the Ola are before the insides of the chatas. Emure chatas udekadem. That means that the limbs of the Ola are before the insides of the chatas, but they're not before the blood of the chatas. Ladam chatas lo kadem. It sounds like they wouldn't be before the blood of the chatas. Selam alak l'mishmina. So this Mishnah doesn't teach you one way or the other in regard to this question. Question number two. They had another question in the yeshiva. Dam Ola. Let's say you have the blood of Ola and Emure Chatas and the insides of the Chatas. Ezemen Kodem. So what gets brought first? Dam Ola Kodem. Do we bring the blood of the Ola? Because the Ola comes from that which is totally burned. So therefore it has a greater holiness, whereas the Chatas is not totally burned. Odom Emure Chatas Kodem. Or maybe the insides of the Chatas come before the blood of the Ola, because the insides of the Chatas are coming to Kasim Mikoach Mechaper. They're coming from something which is creating atonement for a big sin, for a sin of Kares. So maybe the Mishnah, and again, the Gemara is going to say, it's not a proof one way or the other. Tashma, come in here, a proof. What did the Mishnah say? Dam Chatas, Kodem L'Dam Ola. The blood of the Chatas is before the blood of the Ola. That sounds like Dam Chatas with the Kodem L'Dam Ola. The blood of the Chatas is before the blood of the Ola. Avale Emure Chatas lo, but the Emurim of Chatas, which are not the blood, the insides, would not be before the blood of Ola. Other, maybe the opposite, may me say, if I look at the end of the Mishnah. Evare Ola Kodem L'Emure Chatas. The Mishnah says that the limbs of the Ola are before the insides of the Chatas. Evare Ola Hu D'Kodmu. The limbs of the Ola are before our first L'Emure Chatas, before the limbs of the insides of the Chatas. Aval dam ola lo, but the blood of the ola not. So from here, apparently, you can't bring a proof one way or another. Right? You can say like this. The limbs of the ola are before the insides of the chatas, but the insides of the chatas would not be before the blood of the ola. You could read it that way. So there's no proof one way or the other. Ibailu, now a third question. Dam ola v'dam asham. Let's say you have blood of an ola and blood of an asham. What comes first? Dam Ola Kodem L'Kasim Mikoach Kalil. Would you say that the blood of the Ola is thrown first because it comes from an animal that's entirely burnt? Odilmer, maybe Dam Asham Kodem. The blood of the Asham is first, a Machaper, because an Asham is also a Machaper. Not a Machaper for a big sin, but also a Machaper. Says the Gemara, Tashma, bring a proof from the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Dam Chatas Kodem L'Dam Ola. The blood of the Ola is before the blood of, I'm sorry, the blood of the Chatas is before the blood of the Ola. Why didn't it say the blood of an Asham is before the blood of an Ola? Sounding like only the blood of a Chatas. Aval dam Asham lo. It sounds like the blood of an Asham not. So it says maybe not. Maybe the blood of an Asham would also be before the blood of the Ola. Ubedenu di by the missing dam Asham. It could have said even the blood of an Ola is before. It could have said the blood of an Asham is before the blood of an Ola. It didn't have to say dam Chatas. And I would have said a Kal V'chomer. If the blood of Hashem is before Ola, certainly the blood of Chatas is before Ola. Because blood of Chatas is more than the blood of, more holy than the blood of Hashem. But maybe the reason why I didn't do that, I did the Bar Lamis Seifa. Since it's going to say at the end, Eivari Ola Kodmin Le'emurei Chatas, the limbs of Ola come before the insides of the Chatas. Because if we would have said that the limbs of Ola before the Emurim of the Asham, Havamin would have thought to say the Emurim of the Asham would have thought that they come before the Emurim of the Asham and not the Emurim of the Chatas, because the Chatas is holier. So that maybe comes before the limbs of an Ola. So therefore, the whole Mishnah talks about Chatas, but maybe it's true about Asham as well. Okay, Tashma, maybe this is going to be a proof. The Mishnah says, Chatas kodem la'asham. A chatas is brought before a karban asham. Sounds like chatas or the karmeli la'asham. A chatas is before the asham, aval ola lo. But an ola is not before an asham. So therefore, if the ola is not before an asham, we've resolved our question. The blood of ola versus blood of asham. Ola is not before the asham. That would be the answer. My lav dam. Presumably, this is also about the blood. Also, when the Mishnah says chatas is before the asham, it's referring to the blood. The blood of chatas is before the asham, implying that the blood of ola is not before the blood of asham. So, the question is, maybe that's not what the Mishnah is talking about. When the Mishnah says chatas is before the asham, it's not referring to the blood. Emurim, it's talking about the insides. The insides of the chatas are burned before the insides of the asham. But there's no proof about blood, because we're not talking about blood. Deikanami. You're right that the Mishnah is talking about the Emurim, the Katani, because it said, Mipnei Shedama Nitzan, because the blood of the Chatas is placed in the four corners, whereas the Asham is not. Shvamina, that's what it's referring to, that when it says Chatas Kodemus La Asham, it's referring to the insides, not to the blood, because if it would have said Chatas, if it's referring to the blood, it would have said Mipnei Shedama Nitzan, it would have said Mipnei Shehini Tzenis, because it is placed, because it's referring to the blood. The fact that it says, because its blood was placed, is implying it's referring to the Emurim, it's referring to the insides. All right, next part to the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Chatas Kodemes La'asham. The Chatas, the Emurim of the Chatas, are before the Emurim of the Asham. Mipnesha Damanitan La'arba Kranasha, and Ala Yisod, because the blood of the Chatas went on all four corners, plus it goes the leftovers to the base. Adrabba, maybe the opposite. Asham Kadam, let the Asham come before the Chatas. Shekin Yesh Lo Kitzba. Because there is a law about the asham, it has to be worth at least two slaim, whereas the chatas doesn't have to have a certain amount of value. So no, afilu achi, it's true that there is a stringency to the asham, that it has a kitzbah, but the chatas is better, ribi de mizbeach adiv, because it has more services on the mizbeach, there are more things to do. You put the blood four times on the corners, and on four times, because you go to each corner, plus you pour it on the base. So the fact that there's more activity, that's a advantage over Asham. The Mishnah says Asham is before Todan El Nazir because Asham is Kadshe Kadshim. The Gemara says, no, Adrabba, maybe not. Todav El Nazir Kadmi. Let the Todan El Nazir come first. She came to an Alechem because they have bread that comes with them. No, afilu achi Kadshe Kadshim Adifi. The stringency of Kadshe Kadshim is better than the stringency of having bread with it. Toda and El Nazir come before Shlamim because they are only eaten for one day. Adrabba, maybe the opposite. Shlamim come, let Shlamim come first. Can Yashin Matsibir could be Yachid because a community can bring a Shlamim. Whereas a community, namely Kivsiat Saras on Shavuos, but the community never has to bring an El Nazir or a Toda. No, it's true that there is a stringency to Shlamim, but this stringency of being eaten for one day, it's a better stringency. Hey, Bailu, the Gemara now has a question. Tod of El Nazir. When you have a question between a Tod and an El Nazir, Ezem and Kodem, what's first? Tod Kadma is the Tod first. Shekein Tuna Arba Mine Lechem, because it has four different types of bread, whereas El Nazir only has two types of bread. Oh, Dilmar, maybe El Nazir Kodem. The El Nazir comes first. Shekein Yeshim Odam Macherim. Because with the El Nazir, there are other Karbanos as well. He also has to bring a Chatas and an Ola, whereas the Tod is brought by itself. Tashma, come in here. Proof, we learn. Zo kodemes lezu. The Tod is before the El Nazir. Shezo tu in arba minei lechem, because the Tod needs to have with it four types of bread. The Zohar, whereas the El Nazir and Atzun Elish, naming El Lechem, only has to have with it two types of bread. The Mishnah said, Ashlam Kodim L'Bechor. Shlamim are before Bechor, because Shlamim need to go on all four walls, they need smicha, there's wine with them, there's the waving of the Chaz of Ashok. So Gemara says, Adarabba, maybe the opposite. Bechor Kodim, let the Bechor come first. Shkein Kusha So Meirechem, because the Bechor is holy from birth. And Nechal Kohanim, only Kohanim can eat it. No, afilu achi, even so, mitzvahs yaseiros adifi. The fact that there are many mitzvahs with the shlamim makes it preferable. Bechor is before Maaser Behema because it's holy from birth and it's only eaten by the Kohanim. Adarabba, maybe the opposite. Maaser Kodim, let Maaser Behema come before Bechor. Shkein Mefader, Mekadish Lefanav Ulaachrav. Because the Maaser has a special law that when you're counting the sheep, and you're counting 9, 10, 11, if by mistake you called the 9th 10, and you called the 11th 10, it also becomes Kaddish with Maaser Behema, whereas Bechor only applies to this animal. Says Gemara, Afilu Achi, even so, Kedusha Meirechem Adifa, the holiness of Bechor, which is there from birth, is preferable. Maaser Kodem Laofos, because it's a Zevach. Adrabba, maybe not. Ofos Kadmi Shekein Kadshe Kadshim, because in the birds it is Kadshe Kadshim, whereas Maaser Behema is Kadshim Kalim. No, Afilachi, apparently not. Min Zevach Adif. The fact that this is slaughtered makes it holier than a bird which can be killed through Malika, through the fingernail. Rabbi Chananya ben Akashi, Omer Ratzah Kadosh Baruch Hu, L'Zakos.